T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, fellow Patriots. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and Monday, can't trust that day, alohas. You are just in time for the fourth and final hour. It is the bonus hour of the Bobby Mack Show, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and take part in the conversation today. Just pick up the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address bob@1063word.com. Now you tell me if this isn't a patriotic and perfect way to celebrate and enjoy America's Independence Day. The new Fox Soul Network has announced it will air Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan's message to America on a special July 4th program, despite Calypso Louis' history of racism, anti-Semitism, and homophobia. Fox Soul TV tweeting, live on Fox Soul, the Criterion, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. What is honorable about this guy? The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan will deliver his message to America on July 4th at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. For more information, then they have a link to their website. The main Fox Network launched this new entry, Fox Soul, in January, in an effort to reach African-American audiences and to reach beyond the conservative branding of Fox News, which seems to ignore that there are African-Americans who are conservative, overlooking that point. Fox Soul offers 4 hours of streaming programming daily. Former New York State Assemblyman Dove Hykind, Democrat, founder of Americans Against Anti-Semitism, made an impassioned plea on Twitter on Sunday for Fox Soul to cancel the program, tweeting, Americans Against Anti-Semitism calls upon Fox TV to immediately cancel the planned July 4th broadcast of dishonorable Minister of Hate Louis Farrakhan on Fox Soul TV. We consider the Nation of Islam to be an extremist hate group, so why amplify this hateful voice? Hashtag cancel Farrakhan now. The advertisement for Fox Soul's special Farrakhan broadcast includes a link to the Nation of Islam's website. Well, of course it does. The website, and I'm not mentioning the link, is billing Farrakhan's appearance as the Criterion announcement to the world. The website also includes links to buy the Nation of Islam's anti-Semitic trilogy, The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews. The Nation of Islam has had controversial relationships with the anti-Trump Women's March and provided security for the recent funeral of George Floyd. That's what these folks at Fox think is a great Independence Day message. Calypso Louis Farrakhan. Holy cow. Bobby, all Trump needs to do about these autonomous zones is to run ads explaining why it's the duty of local or state officials to end them and contrast Democrats and Republicans. I think they already are doing that. We're not seeing many ads around here, but they are running in other parts of the country. Bobby, I think Trump should let all these autonomous zones just burn to the ground. Let those mayors come begging for his help when they need it. I know innocent people are going to be hurt. Lots of people are going to lose money, businesses, and whatnot. But I think that would send the strongest message. Hey, Bob, that NFL team in New England, they're going to have to change their name because Patriots stand during the national anthem. Yeah, well, you know, the new Panthers coach, as he's thinking about it, what's the guy's name? Bill O'Brien, the coach of the Houston Texans. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll kneel with the players. Uh-huh. Good for you, Bill. Yeah, I won't be there to see it. Bob, I'm offended by anyone that is offended by John Wayne. I think we should rename Orange County to I Paid Too Muchville. You see the home prices out there? You don't have $1 million. You can't buy a shack. Bobby, I see that Cracker Jack is still on store shelves. I'm offended. Who you calling a cracker, Jack? Bobby and Pickens. Bobby, one thing studies have shown for face masks to be nearly 100% effective, that's to get people yelling at each other, divide and conquer. How come the CDC originally, when was it, back in March, early April, said, well, masks are not really that effective anyway. And why is it says on the side of many of the boxes, does not protect you from COVID-19? Hey, Bobby, I'm calling you out. You said Thomas Jefferson passed away on July 4th, 1836. I think it was 36. This says 1826. Nancy Pelosi said she was there, and it was actually July 3rd. Okay. Bob, are they going to change the name of the Masters Golf Championship? They probably will be pressured into it. Yeah. Bobby, I'm offended by the bachelor's degree. I guess I can't get one now because I'm married. Yep. Bobby, I have a 300 blackout. For those who know their ARs, is my gun considered racist? Talk about hard to find ammo these days. Yeah, I mentioned that on Friday. Moneypenny had a birthday, and I was going to get her some 9mm ammo. Forget it. Bobby, these liberal mayors and governors are giving the old shoot first and ask questions later a whole new meaning. Donna from Spartanburg. You see those people protecting a home in, where was it, Chicago? Guys out front with an AR. And the media says these peaceful protesters. It was a gated home. Peaceful protesters appeared on his lawn. And then you look on the web and you see a picture of the gate bashed in, torn down. And by the way, in Illinois, they have a pretty firm stand-your-ground law. These peaceful protesters were fortunate that this particular individual armed with the AR protecting his property didn't go overboard. But it's going to happen. It's not if, it's when. They're going to push and push, and somebody's going to do something stupid, and it's going to get bloody. Wish it wasn't, but that's certainly what it looks like. 6:16 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here, then right back with more. We are in the fourth and final hour, the bonus hour, the Bobby Mac Show, as it is, as they say in the South, fixin' to storm, looks like. Be right back.
Yeah. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, 6:21 now, in on the text line. Bob, I thought the proper saying was, it's coming up a cloud. Yeah, that's one way of expressing it, yeah. Hey, Bobby, so these rioters are now saying country folk are next. You do realize country folk will sit 30 feet up in the tree all day just for an opportunity to kill something. Bobby, if that couple in Chicago would have gone off the deep end, who are the protesters going to call? Good question. Bobby, President Trump should make a statement that he recommends that all sports figures kneel for the national anthem to show devotion to their wonderful nation. That would be worth the price of admission. To the phones we go. Dennis, next up, Moneypenny, is that right? Yep, Dennis in Greenville. Hi, Dennis, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Bobby. I appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've only spoken to you one time before, and I was on a cell phone that I think was made in Wuhan, China.
Not good.
Yeah, I know. And I said my piece, but then the signal dropped, and I heard what you said, and it was spot on. I was glad at least I heard you, but I had something I want to bring to your attention.
Sure.
About these masks.
Right.
For over 30 years, I sold what is called protective, personal protective equipment.
Right, PPE for short, right.
Exactly. But back then, I sold it back when Mount St. Helens erupted in Washington back around 1980.
Right.
That shows you how much experience I have.
Gotcha.
And the mask, I defy anyone to give a legal definition as to what a mask is. Like you said earlier, some guy had a fishnet over his head.
Right.
And I probably sold, and I'm not exaggerating, I probably sold 5 million of we called them respirators back in the day. They were these things that they're wearing today, they're wearing bandanas. Even our Surgeon General was on TV showing people how to take an old T-shirt and cut it up and sew a rubber band on it.
Right. Now, that's going to be effective, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. That's that's real porous there, you know. So I was thinking what they're doing is just a knee-jerk reaction.
Mm-hmm.
The virus enters either through your mouth, your nose, or your eyes.
Right.
And of the three, you're more susceptible to get it if you touch your eye.
Mm-hmm.
That's the quickest way to get a virus or a bacteria.
Wasn't that in the early warnings that they did, Dennis?
Yes, sir. It was.
And they forgot about it somewhere along the way.
Well, that's our politicians, you know. It's like the weather right now. I just, coming back from Greer and, lightning bolts coming down. Just wait 10 minutes. It's going to change.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing I was thinking about, and I was really serious because this can be serious. I mean, it is serious, but it's not as serious as they make it out to be when you start looking at the statistics, But there again,
right.
People argue with you, and I don't like to argue. But I do have 40 years. I was trained by Federal OSHA. I owned my own company for 35 years.
Right.
And I was the first person in Greenville to bring the nitrile, the blue nitrile gloves to Greenville.
Wow.
I was the very first person. And so I have a knowledge. I used to work, Greenville Tech would hire me to teach OSHA classes for them. So
gotcha.
I have a background. But these masks, they used to be made by a 3M company, and the N95 didn't exist then. It was called the 8710, but, I mean, I don't want to get into semantics.
Right.
But basically, they had a mask for particulates, and then they had just a dust mask, which is what people are putting on now. And, then of course, if you really wanted protection, you had to wear like a hazmat mask with a screw-on cartridges, and you had to be fit-tested where it was real snug on you. But now I see them, you know, they've got the mask pulled down below their nose so they can breathe. Which, which is, you know, just great, you know. And I just shake my head, you know, at what they do. But I think the best mask, I found it the other day. I was going through my garage, and I've got it's all rubber, so that it's not porous at all. And I got it for Halloween. It's a Richard Nixon mask from 1972.
I love it.
Yeah, and I thought, well, now, you know, would they accept that? But like you said, you know, they don't know what. They just, you know, go from one day to the other, changing their mind. First, this is good for you. Then it's not good for you. This will help you. It won't help you. But I can tell you right now, 90% of what the people are wearing, it's not going to help them. It might make them feel good, and you know, it might make the man not, you know, write them a $25 ticket if you live in downtown Greenville, which I live in Greenville, but not downtown Greenville.
Right.
And I just wanted to mention one other thing. Every now and then you'll talk about Einstein.
Yes.
And he was a pretty smart fellow.
He was.
And one of my favorite quotes of all time, Einstein said, "There are only two things that are infinite, the universe and human stupidity." He said, "But I'm not sure about the universe."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he pretty much nailed it with that one. Thank you, Dennis. I appreciate the call very much, and thanks for sharing your expertise in this regard. I've got an N95 mask, and I keep it in the truck. And if I must go into a business that insists that I wear one, all right, I'll put it on for the period of time that I'm in there. Do I really believe that I'm being protected from the Wuhan flu? No. I'm merely complying with a requirement of an individual business. But, you know, when we get McMaster, doesn't he have Master in name? That's going to have to be changed. When we get Governor Foghorn Leghorn, I'm going to say, "Wear your mask, wear your mask." Look, who elected you to preach to us? Okay? Not to mention the fact that all of these executive orders he keeps issuing are unconstitutional because the legislature has never come back to approve them. But hey, you know, makes you feel better. Makes you feel like you're being compliant. Go right ahead. You know, but if you think you're really protecting yourself, okay, fine. 6:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back with the last half of the bonus hour, and more of your calls are coming right up here on WORD. 6:37 now, 23 before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Bobby, I went to Target on Fairview Road Monday morning. 16% of the people were wearing a mask like I was. 16%? What, did you count everybody and do the math? The rest apparently are interested in dying from the Kung Flu, including the young couple with a 2-year-old and one in the oven. No wonder our positives are going up, up, up. Did you not just hear Dennis's call? You know, even if you have an N95 mask, essentially ineffective. CDC back in March, and April saying, well, they don't really need to wear a mask. Doesn't really do that much. Hey, Bobby, I hear talk about giving every black American money from the government for being oppressed by whites. I identify myself as a black man. Where's my justice? You think I'd get some of that money? What else do I have here? Somebody said that Fox Soul has now canceled the Farrakhan abomination on Independence Day. I hope that's the case. Back to the phones we go. Thanks for patiently waiting. Richard is next. He is in Greenville. Hi, Richard, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby. Appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I was going into an appointment actually with an insurance agent. That's why I was calling. The lady was basically saying we should all be picture police and take pictures. And she alluded to, they're going to burn out the budget. Insurance will cover it. I've talked to two insurers. I have multiple lines.
Right.
And both, all of them say rioting and looting does not cover you.
Yeah. Don't you have to have some kind of special rider to cover insurrections
rider.
And riots? Yeah.
Yeah, well, and it also covers you because I had one because I live on a lake. So if anybody comes through my property and they drown, they can sue me. My house, you know, won't go high enough. So anyway, I think it's a good idea because I know different states are different. But we're talking about the guy, I think it's in Illinois, at an F-15. And yeah, that's where my gun sales are going. And I don't think enough people know that, you know, they think, even your car, if you go through a riding line, all of a sudden your car's torched, you're not covered. Okay? And I think most people don't realize that.
No, I didn't realize that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I talked to two of my lines, and, they're larger ones. I mean, you know, Farm Bureau and Progressive. And
right.
No, you're not covered. You're not covered, for riding, stuff like that with it.
Man.
So maybe it might be good to get, I know there's probably might be some agents that listen to you, but get somebody on because I think a lot of people think they're covered. Now,
yes.
if you, because I have several rental properties, and that's why I called. And then it may be different for a concrete stone business or something like that. And they probably have some liability issues, you know, extra liability umbrellas, as they call them. But, he said, hey, I don't know of any property that's covered under riding. It's like acts of war. Acts of war, you're not covered as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Why I think that's why President Trump is riding the fence here, because as soon as he starts saying this this stuff going on is treason.
Sedition. Right.
Yeah, and it's an act of war against the United States. That means everything is, my guess is most people, some places they're doing it under fire, you know, they're doing it under theft, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
All that
right.
will go away. All that will go away if he says, no, these people are charged, they're seditious, there's an act of war against us. That's why, I mean, he rides the fence there, you know?
Yeah, that's a good suggestion, Richard, that we get somebody on who is in the insurance business who can give us some clarity and some specifics about that. Because what you mentioned, that, you know, if your car happens to be parked in the wrong spot and the anarchists come along and decide that it's a perfect vehicle, pun intended, to torch, then you're just out of luck. A lot of people probably are, as I was, unaware of that.
Well, I mean, that's what I've heard. Now, it might be different.
Yeah.
That's why I'm kind of calling you, because I've got three other people I can contact. But
right. Yeah. We'll get somebody on here deals in that, and they can give us some more specifics. But I appreciate your pointing it out. Thanks, Richard. Thanks for the call. 6:42 now as we go to Powdersville. Caller there dropped. Sorry about that. In on the text line, 71307. So, Bobby, I guess there won't be a flu season then with all the masks and hand washing, right? Bob, you know the video of the couple in St. Louis defending their property from the protesters' looters in the gated community after they broke in? Anyway, NBC just stated, white couple aims assault rifle at peaceful protesters. I mean, it sounded like an old Saturday Night Live skit, you know, back when it was funny. Yeah, peaceful protesters. And I was sent an email that has a picture of their gate, their iron gate, bent over, broken down, crowbars taken to it, I'm sure. Yeah, peaceful protesters, just breaking their way in. Hey, Bob, I'm a retired snake eater, airborne. There you go, airborne all the way. The idiots say they are coming to the country next and after us. This is just our game. We'll stack them like cordwood. Liberty or death, de oppresso liber. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bobby, not only are the governor's dictates unconstitutional, they are in direct contradiction to state law that states no one over the age of 16 shall wear a mask that conceals their identity in public. I think, didn't Alan Wilson, the AG, chime in on something like say that and said, well, but the executive order overrides that? How can an executive order override something passed by the legislature? So now the governor can make new law with an executive order? Text continues, I'm more concerned about my safety with everybody walking around wearing masks than the possibility than I am the possibility that I might spread the disease. Bobby Mack, awesome Monday. No kidding, man. Be safe. Be safe. Stay focused. Buckle up and God bless. Thank you. Right back at you. Country folk, huh? They couldn't even handle a couple of well-armed yuppies in St. Louis yesterday when they breached their gated community. Yeah, oh, we better get out of here. Anything else on the text line that I may have missed? Yeah, I think I'm just about caught up. When we come back on the other side, because I've got one last break here, I want to talk about, I mentioned this briefly in passing earlier. It warms the cockles of my heart, as they say, to see the left consuming themselves. And there's a lot of that going on in business. Too bad for companies like, say, Facebook. Too bad for companies like Nike, sponsor of the whole Colin Kaepernick tragedy. Because that's what it is for America, all this crap that he started. Quarter before seven here on the Bobby Mack Show. That's coming up next here on the Monday edition on WORD. How much money did Zuckerberg lose in recent days? $7 billion. That's kind of like 500 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean, you know, a good start. Facebook shares set for a second day of declines as a boycott of advertisers on the social media platform is quickly gaining momentum. Among those, canceling ads on Facebook, Unilever, Verizon, Hershey's, Honda, The North Face, Ben & Jerry's, REI, Patagonia, Eddie Bauer, Upwork, Mozilla, Magnolia Pictures, Birchbox, Dashlane, Talkspace, and Lending Club. Too bad. Nike reports profit loss of $790 million in Q4 and a year-over-year sales decline of 46% in the U.S. How's that Colin Kaepernick guy working out as a salesman for you all there at Nike, huh? Jeez. But, you know, I enjoy seeing this stuff. It couldn't happen to nicer folks. To Danny in Simpsonville. It's going to be, I'm assuming, our last caller of the evening. Hi, Danny. Good to have you here.
Hey, Bobby. I just wanted to share something with you about my own justification for wearing a mask. I've been resistant to wearing one.
Right.
Yeah, I've worn those N95s when I sand drywall and all that, and they're not comfortable, hard to breathe in. But I feel like some protection is better than none. So here's my justification for wearing my mask. It's not for me. It's for those around me. And I appreciate those around me that are wearing it in case they talk loudly or heavily or cough or sneeze. That reduces the spread of whatever they expel.
Well, that would be great, Danny. That would be great if it did not extend the spread. But sadly, they don't. If it makes you feel better to wear it, that's great. God love you. But as far as actually accomplishing the purpose that they claim it's intended for, no, it's not going to get it done.
I don't believe it protects me by wearing one. Like I said, I believe it protects those around me, so because my whatever I expel from my lungs doesn't go as far. And anyway, and side note, I think we all just need to leave Facebook.
Yeah, and I should refer to it the way I typically do, which is fake book.
Yeah. Don't like it. Try to stay off of it as much as I can.
I don't either. I mean, it's hate-filled. It's back and forth recriminations. It's you're an idiot, you're a moron. No, you're the idiot, you're the moron. You know, there's very little, at least in my experience, I don't know if you see the same thing, Danny, but it seems to me that there's very little civil conversation on there anymore.
Yeah, not amongst the general public. It's nice to look at your grandkids or your children, or, you know, see what your friends are doing in their professional life. Or,
right.
But it just, in my point of view, is it spreads a lot of jealousy. You know, hey, look what I'm having for dinner, or look at my new boat.
Right.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that.
And frankly, you know, I've probably seen all the cat videos I need to for this year anyway, Danny.
Amen.
Thanks for the call, sir. I appreciate you being here. Bob, can you explain what's going on with Facebook and the advertisers one more? Yeah, I probably didn't make that very clear. All these major Fortune 500 companies are upset at Facebook for not apparently censoring enough conservative content on there. Facebook is not proving beyond a reasonable doubt to a jury of their peers that they are woke, that they are down for the struggle. And until they keep, for instance, anything conservative off of off Facebook, and they're already doing a pretty good job of that to begin with, then they're no longer going to advertise for them. So that's why I say it's the left consuming themselves. Got to wrap things up for this evening. Thanks for being here. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Who was that masked man anyways?
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep, I wonder who he was.
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep.
I wonder how all this would sound on instant replay.
I don't know, why don't you try it?
Okay.
Who was that masked man anyways?
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep, I wonder who he was.
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep.
I wonder how all this would sound on instant replay.
I don't know, why don't you try it?
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.